Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
More and more messages coming in. What fun we had there with Enda Scahill and the banjo in our Masters of Music series, and we'll be coming back to that again. Now, the trailer for the hotly anticipated film about Saipan has arrived this morning. It's due to be released later this year for the awards season, and tells the story, of course, as you know, of the falling out between Roy Keane and Mick McCarthy on the eve of the 2002 World Cup campaign. It stars Aina Hardwick, who's from Cork. He plays Roy Keane, and of course Steve Coogan plays Mick McCarthy. Here's the trailer.
What makes him a great player on the pitch makes him a pain in the ass off it.
Roy Keane is not going home.
People are one side or another.
Roy Keane's done nothing wrong.
I feel he's left out in his country.
He can't be replaced.
He got us to the World Cup.
You're unmanageable.
No, it's you that can't manage. That's the problem.
I think it's
what a bad joke.
He's the best player we have.
Earthquake shook the nation.
I don't think we're done.
You don't ever tell me we're done. I'm just getting started.
Sounds like a horror movie, doesn't it? Fulfilled. I like how Aina Hardwick has gone for early Roy Keane, strong Cork City there as well. Now to something entirely different. I'm going to talk to 22-year-old Chloe Draper Eyre. She's from Ballinasloe. She's on the line. She's been breeding and showing limousine cattle at exhibitions for the last couple of years. And on TikTok, this is a huge thing, believe it or not. She's spreading the word of basically the model animals for farmers and non-farmers alike. Good morning to you, Chloe Draper Eyre.
Hi, Oliver, how are you?
How are you doing? Not so bad. This flies good for you on TikTok, doesn't it? But you're a farmer, a very hard-working woman. Tell us about your day, first of all, because you have another job as well.
Yeah, I do. So I'm a quality manager in a food supplement factory in Ballinasloe, and I suppose my evening thing consists of going straight out onto the farm, doing the day-to-day work. So depending on whether it be on the dairy side, milking the cows or feeding calves, to halter training, getting cattle ready for the show season that we're in the peak of, I suppose, this time of year.
And it's a busy dairy farm.
Yeah, it is. There's always plenty for doing, I suppose. And at the moment, it's peak show season. So I suppose having the cattle ready and halter trained and ready for the shows is the priority at the moment.
Now, the limousine is, these are pedigree limousines of yours, aren't they? They're red in colour or ginger. I don't know what colour you like
to use. They are. They're red. So I started my own limousine herd back in 2022, where I purchased my first two heifers.
Wow.
And I suppose I've 9 breeding heifers now at the moment. So the herd name is Irva Limousines. So I'm currently showing one of my own homebred heifers. She was successful last year on the show circuit. And I suppose I have a bullock, a homebred bullock that was actually born on my granddad's 100th birthday, should have been his 100th birthday. So he's on the show circuit for his third year this year after getting champion bullock in Ballinasloe last year.
How do you prepare the animal for display and show?
Yeah, so it starts kind of for me when they're around 3 weeks old, introducing them to a halter so they know what it is and the feel and the touch of it. Loads of handling from brushing to getting them used to being washed, clipped, the blow dryer for drying, the noise of it, especially for the day of the show because it's quite a noisy environment.
Yeah.
And then I suppose when we get there, they have to be well able to walk, used to standing around. Their stand in the show ring is so important as well, so that they look the part on the day, as well as the preparation that goes into their coat and things like that.
Loads of brushing and shampooing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the boss won champion bullock last year at the Ballinasloe show and going again.
Yeah, so he's on the show circuit again. He was out yesterday and got first place yesterday in Carndulla show. So I suppose that's his first show of the year, and hopefully plenty more to come for the rest of the show season.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, Chloe. And people can follow on TikTok, Airville Limousines. Isn't that how we find you
exactly,
and your animals?
Yeah, that's the page, yeah.
Well, you're a very busy woman, so we'll let you get back to it between the job
Thank
and the farming non-stop, and have a lovely summer. Thanks, Chloe.
Thanks.
Chloe
Thank
Draper Eyre there.
From the North, Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.